every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I answer you. On the day of salvation I help you. And I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out. To those in darkness, show yourselves. Along the ways they shall find pasture. On every bare height shall their pastures be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For he who pities them leads them and guides them beside springs of water. I will cut a road through all my mountains and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the west, and some from the land of Syene. Sing out, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is gracious and merciful.
The Lord is gracious and merciful.
The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works.
The Lord is gracious and merciful.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and holy in all his works. The Lord lifts up all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down.
The Lord is gracious and merciful.
The Lord is just in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth.
The Lord is gracious and merciful.
Praise and honor to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise and honor to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Whoever believes in me will never die. Praise and honor to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus answered the Jews, my Father is at work until now, so I am at work. For this reason, they tried to kill him. They tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will also do. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. You're probably keenly aware that we've passed the halfway point of the Lenten season. Particularly if you find the Lenten season to be onerous, you're counting the days until we get to the Easter season, and so you know that, yes, we're halfway there, we're beyond halfway there. You might have noticed, or perhaps it was pointed out to you, an important but subtle change that's happened in our lectionary readings at Mass during these weekdays. So for the first 3.5 weeks of the Lenten season, from Ash Wednesday up until the Saturday of the third week of Lent, so just last Saturday, our gospel passages at daily Mass have come from the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And we've heard recurring themes of prayer, of fasting, and almsgiving, but also different teachings of our Lord Jesus or events in his life that challenge us to deeper conversion, that challenge us in certain aspects of our life as disciples of Christ, certain manners or ways in which we are called to conform our lives to the high standards of the gospel. Beginning this past Monday, so the Monday of the fourth week of Lent, we're no longer reading from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. We're no longer reading from the Synoptic Gospels. Our gospel passage now every day comes from the Gospel of John. John's gospel is quite distinctive from the Synoptic Gospels. We say that the Gospels are the crown of the sacred scriptures, and the Gospel of John is the jewel in the crown. So John has a very elevated, very exalted spirituality, a very high Christology, a very elevated view of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're hearing that reflected in our gospel readings. And today's reading is a perfect example of Jesus highlighting his oneness with the Father, that he is one with the Father, that the Father is acting and as he is acting, that Jesus does nothing apart from the will of the Father, and that the Father has given all judgment over to Christ. All these many ways in which Jesus is revealing or showing forth his oneness with the Father, his divinity. There's a rationale behind this fundamental change that happens during the Lenten season, or we might say the church's structure of the Lenten season into two halves. The first half is meant to challenge us to deeper conversion and to confront us with our own weakness in living up to the standards of the gospel, our own failures in living up to the standards of the gospel. The second half of Lent presents us with Jesus Christ, who is the one who atones for our failures, the one who saves us, not because of our worthiness, but because of our need for a Savior, because of our weakness. The first half of Lent is meant to confront us with the reality that we cannot save ourselves. The second half of the Lenten season shows us who saves us, presents us Christ, Jesus. So for this last half of the Lenten season, the church is inviting us to focus our Lenten journey, focus our vision more squarely on the person of Jesus Christ, that we are Christians. Our salvation comes from through and in the man, Jesus Christ. The church, time and again in these days of the latter half of the Lenten season, is going to be proposing to us Jesus Christ. He's not just a good moral teacher or an inspiring speaker. Jesus is God incarnate. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus is your Savior and my Savior. We are invited during these latter days of Lent to renew our faith in Jesus Christ. in Jesus Christ. That everything about our faith, everything about our life as Catholics is Christocentric. It focuses us, directs us to the person of Jesus Christ. The whole trajectory of the Lenten season is bringing us to the Paschal mystery, the culmination of Jesus' life, the very reason for which he came, to lay down his life as God for sinful humanity, that we might be raised to new life. And so as we move forward in this Lenten season, as we celebrate this Holy Mass, let us ask the Lord for a deeper faith in the person of Jesus Christ, a deeper commitment to him as our Lord and Savior, to a greater openness to his saving power working in our lives. Always remembering, we do not save ourselves, despite our best efforts, despite all that we might try and do, that we are radically dependent on him saving us, Jesus Christ as our Savior. Let us pray for a greater openness to the saving work of Christ in your life and in mine.
The preceding podcast is a production of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Atlanta. Copyright 2024.